AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The price of that foreign car you want to buy may not be going up just yet.
The White House says the president's putting off a decision on imposing auto tariffs on vehicle part imports. He was required to make a decision after a Commerce Department report earlier this year that said some vehicle and parts imports threaten the competitiveness of America's own auto industry and, in turn, national security. He's telling his trade team to negotiate with other nations to address the impact and will decide in 6 months whether to take further action. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Stocks have been falling on Wall Street this morning as investors again worry about whether the U.S. and China can settle their dispute over trade. Minutes after the bell rang, the Dow was down more than 100 points. A day after, President Trump said he hopes the U.S. isn't going to war with Iran. Tehran's military is warning that its missiles can easily reach warships in the Persian Gulf. That's where the USS Abraham Lincoln was sent. A response, says the Trump administration, to troubling indications. Our Matt Small is in Washington with more.
As tensions escalate between Washington and Tehran, President Trump has dismissed suggestions that any of his advisors, particularly National Security Advisor John Bolton, are pushing him into a conflict. Asked yesterday if the U.S. was going to war with Iran, Trump replied, "I hope not." On Wednesday, he repeated a desire for dialogue, tweeting, "I'm sure that Iran will want to talk soon."
A former CIA officer could get life in prison when he's sentenced for spying for China. Kevin Mallory of Leesburg, Virginia, has a hearing today. Defense attorneys say the information that Mallory provided was practically worthless, and they're asking for only 10 years. Prosecutors say Mallory intentionally put people at risk. This is AP Radio News. The federal government is going to send about 1,000 immigrants to South Florida every month, say officials there. Palm Beach County Mayor Mac Bernard says they've just been told this by the federal government, and he says that is going to be a challenge.
If so many people are coming to Palm Beach County, we may have to declare a national emergency for Palm Beach County because they will spread us thin.
So many immigrants are trying to make it across the border with Mexico that the federal government has run out of space to process them. So they're flying immigrants to Border Patrol facilities in other locations. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has announced that his philanthropic foundation will fund a conference at Washington University in St. Louis that will focus on mitigating the effects of climate change. Bloomberg is a billionaire. He has spent millions on climate issues. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.